Do you wish you could be the present mom you've always wanted to be, but still need to provide an income for your family? Are you tired of scouring the internet for legit jobs that will replace your income and that you can do from home in your PJs? Hey friend, welcome to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. I know you're over there Googling jobs for moms, legit work-at-home jobs, or smart a side hustle, yet you can't figure out how to take that first step. So instead, you stay stuck, do nothing, or start random side hustles to try to make quick money. Becoming a virtual assistant is the answered prayer you've been waiting for. My name is Ariana, and I'm a former teacher turned work-at-home mom who replaced my teaching income as a virtual assistant in just 6 months. I did this by taking a step of faith and following the dream that God placed on my heart to be home with my babies. Mama, your dreams pale in comparison to God's dreams for you. Imagine offering services that light you up, working with clients who value you and pay you what you're worth, and having a job that works around your life and not the other way around. This is the podcast for you. It's time to take that first step. Are you ready? Here we go. Are you a teacher who wants to quit teaching, but you're asking yourself, am I really doing the right thing? Should I stay longer? Should I stay for those kiddos? And I want you to know that if that's you, you are not alone. I felt the exact same way. I had the opportunity to leave teaching, yet I was scared. I lacked confidence. I was unsure if I could make it in the non-teaching world. Teaching was all I knew, so I'm like, can I really do anything different? But, spoiler alert, I could. And so can you. So in this episode, I want to share with you 3 ways for you to know if it's time to leave teaching. Number 1, if you're consistently dreading going to work, it's probably time to leave teaching. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, every once in a while you don't want to go. I'm saying multiple times a week or even multiple times a day you are dreading going into your job, then it is probably time to start looking for something else. Life is too short for you to stay where you're miserable. You can absolutely find a job that lights you up, that you want to do every day, and it doesn't have to be teaching. The second way to know if it's time to leave teaching is if you would rather do almost anything else other than your teaching job. If you'd rather clean toilets, if you would rather do laundry, I know we all struggle with the laundry. So if you'd rather do laundry over teaching, it's probably time for you to move on. If you are dreading your job that much, then you need something different. You want a job that not only lights you up, but it's something that works around your life and not the other way around. So if your job is just holding you back from doing the fun things that you want to do, it's time to move on. The third way for you to know if you are really ready to leave teaching is if you're noticing that you get super resentful or irritable or sad, and there just doesn't seem to be any reason for it. This could mean that you're in a career that is no longer the right fit for you. And I want you to know, if any of these things resonated with you, if this sounds like you, then congratulations, because there are better things ahead for you. Now, I'm not going to lie, there might be some rough roads ahead at first, but that's good too, because it means you're moving forward, it means you're taking steps forward, and you're learning new things. I think one of the most dangerous lies we tell ourselves is that this is the best it's ever going to be and there's nothing else better out there. And that's not true. The truth is that there's a whole world of possibilities waiting for you just on the other side of your comfort zone. So I want you to ask yourself that. What are you going to miss out on for your kids' lives, your own life, your family goals, all the things if you stay in the classroom where you are not happy? Now, I would love to know if you have questions about leaving teaching. I would love to answer them for you. So come into our free Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/virtualassistantmama. Drop your questions in there about leaving teaching. I am more than happy to answer them. I would love to support y'all in this journey because I know it's scary, but I also absolutely know that you can do it. And if you're looking for a work from home job that you can do around your kids' schedules, be the present mom you've always wanted to be, then I invite you to the free workshop I'm hosting on April 18th called The Number One Way to Start Working from Home. In this workshop, I'm going to teach you the 5 P's to become a successful and profitable virtual assistant so you can be home with those babies, witness all of their firsts, pay off all of your student loans, and still provide for your family while being that present mom you've always wanted to be. So go register for that at arianavernier.com/free-workshop, or you can find that link in the show notes. All right, thank y'all so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I would love to bless you with a free gift as a thank you. All you have to do is leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts, make a screenshot, and send it to podcast@virtualassistantmama.com. I'll send you a code so you can snag my virtual assistant toolkit for free. And don't forget to come hang out with us in our free community, facebook.com/groups/virtualassistantmama. I'm so honored to support you in your journey to becoming a virtual assistant. Until next week, y'all, keep following the dreams that were placed on your heart so you can be the present mama you've always wanted to be.